Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm in the studios again with Mark Zwetzgenbaum, Mark Z from Longfellow Staffing. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Mark, we have another interesting person in here who's involved with entrepreneurship, and I know you're going to like it because we were talking offline about how you've enjoyed these different segments.
Jeff, it's so educational, and our next guest, Melinda Ailes, who's a regional director and business advisor for the Massachusetts Small Business Development Center Network, and looking forward to hearing what Melinda has to say. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hi, Melinda. Why don't you tell us what the Massachusetts Small Business Development Center Network does?
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes.
We're actually a grant-funded organization by the feds through the SBA, the state through business and technology, and a group of universities led by UMass. What we do is we provide free, one-on-one, high-quality, confidential management advisory services to businesses.
Wow. I didn't even know this great service existed.
Well, that's because we're a grant-funded organization and we don't spend a dime on marketing. All of the taxpayers' money is going directly to help small businesses.
So how would I find you, or how would you find me?
Generally, you find me, and you find me primarily through referrals. What we find that most of our clients come in word of mouth from another satisfied client. We have over a 96% client satisfaction rate. It also comes from referral sources. We find that bankers, lawyers, attorneys, insurance salesmen, they often are touting what our organization does for their clients. And we work with small businesses all the way from the person who's got an idea to the 200-year-old business that wants to grow or expand.
Excellent. Why would a typical small business use your services versus another type of company? What distinguishes your organization?
The first thing that distinguishes our organization is we are the only nationally certified group of advisors that are out there helping companies for free. They would also come to us because they'd look at our track record. They would see that last year we helped clients get over $40 million in new capital. We know that we leveraged the capital that they found with other private sources to the term of about $32 million more. So what they come to us for is success. Generally, the types of advising that they're looking for break down into a couple of bands. The first one is fundamental business planning. It may be at the stage of I want to start my business, and my mother-in-law used to say how to begin to start to commence. And so we will help them with the logistics, help them think about licensing and permitting, help them do that kind of planning. The next thing they're looking for is financing. And our organization does not have capital that we put out, but it knows where it is and how to get it. And so what we're very helpful doing is helping a business, whether it's a startup or an existing business, determine how to structure their financing and find the best financing for them.
What typically are, though, when you're looking at companies, what's the typical type of candidate? For example, is it a product-driven business? Is it a consulting-type business? When you talk about the SBA needs usually equipment or real estate for something to secure-type loans.
We deal with every type of small business. We deal with service companies. We deal with high-tech companies. We deal with manufacturing companies. We deal with professional and technical companies. Our mission is to help anyone or any company that comes through our door. The only caveat is they must be a small business, but we do use the SBA's definition, which for the most part is 500 employees or less.
Now, do you have your own staff or do you subcontract out the work?
We have our own staff. We are a state agency in that we are throughout the state. We have 6 regional offices. The closest one to here is based out of Fall River, but our geographic territory runs all the way from the Rhode Island border up 95 into Walpole and Norwood, then south of 128 down through south of Quincy into Plymouth, the Cape, and the Islands. So that includes all the Brocktons, the Avons, and every other.
And how many are you employed in this group?
In this group, we are seven, but our organization has three different units. The unit I've been talking about is the business advisory unit, but we also have two sister organizations. The first one is the Mass Export Center. And the Mass Export Center is the state's agency for supporting international trade and exporting. And we are statewide in that. If you're aware, which I'm sure you are, that Massachusetts results statewide for its businesses are significantly better than the rest of the nation. We believe that in large part that is due to exports, because Massachusetts is one of the leading states for exporting. And our folks help people find new markets, bid in new markets, find sales reps, and then deal with regulation and compliance. The third piece that we have is called government sales or procurement technical assistance. The U.S. government is the largest consumer in the world, but finding the right opportunity with the government and then bidding it and managing that bid is challenging. So we have experts on our staff who help people do just that. We also help folks with some alternative funding strategies known as SBIR, which is Small Business Innovative Research Grants. And we have folks on our staff that help these companies get the grants that will help them grow.
Secured grants, I assume. I mean,
No, they're not secured.
They're not secured.
No,
okay.
these are technology grants.
Great.
And they're for a company that wishes to grow or commercialize a particular type of technology. And if the government is also interested in that technology, they can obtain grants that will help them develop that, perhaps build a prototype, perhaps just do basic lab research.
Interesting. So what is the Mass Expo Center?
That's our export and trade arm that I just described.
Right.
That's what we do is we help companies who are either in exporting already or thinking about exporting. Very often it's difficult to penetrate a new market, so we'll help them find, go into the market, do a research study on who would be their best customers, what's the best distribution methodology. Are there sales reps that are there to help them? We then help with regulation and compliance. Exporting sometimes is fairly straightforward, but sometimes isn't, because we have government security regulation that if anything is being exported that might fall under something that is affiliated with national security, it gets very closely scrutinized, and being able to export that is challenging. We help people do that. And you don't necessarily know what that thing is going to be. For example, if you've got a computer chip that's powering your hand mixer, that might still fall under those regulations.
Now, you gave us a sense of the financial support that you give. Can you give us a sense of the various products or services that you do in terms of consulting other than that?
The types of consulting that we do are all free.
Right.
Everything that we do is free. So we help people create strategic plans. We help them do operational planning. We help them structure their loans. We do an awful lot with cash flow management. As we all know, cash is king. And my favorite new phrase comes from an MIT professor who said cash flow is more important than your mother. And we work with companies very closely on helping them figure out how they can best marshal their assets to improve their cash flow. We help them understand the timing of that technical accounting term that goes in as and goes out as.
Do you work one-to-one with those organizations, or do you do like classroom work of multiple companies?
Our bread and butter is one-to-one. We meet with people at their location if they have an existing business. If they don't, or if they're a solopreneur, we have outreach sites. We have 16 outreach sites in the area, often at economic development locations or at chambers of commerce.
So, Melinda, what, again, I see what kind of services you have, but what, and I know when you talk about small businesses, anywhere from 500 employees or less, but what would be the ideal candidate? And because I'm trying to, is it a technology company or is it a family business? Is it a business that's been around for a while, but or is it a new business or somebody beginning? Where would you, or is it all the above?
It's hard because our ideal candidate is any business that wants to grow and thrive. So it could be a startup business. We love helping technology companies. We've got several people on our staff that specialize in venture capital and investment and helping technologies grow. They're very exciting for our region, but so are the family businesses. So are the businesses that have been here for two generations, three, four, five generations, helping them deal with their both internal and external issues is what we do. So I really can't exclude anyone and say that there is this particular client that is perfect because we want to help everyone that we possibly can.
Melinda, if somebody wants to get hold of you, how would they do that?
The two best ways are our phone number, which is 508-673-9783, or our website, which is the initials of our organization, msbdc.org/CMASS, S-E-M-A-S-S.
Great. Well, we really appreciate you being on the show. We hope you come again and talk to our listeners again, maybe bring some of your clients so we can get a sense of what you do. We'd really like to hear those stories.
Love to do that and tell you some stories.
That'd be great. Some good case studies.
We're going to have to take a break, but we'll be returning to Radio Entrepreneurs.